Jesse Allen catching up now with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, in the grain trade, for the most part, green on the screen here today. I know wheat has seen a bit of weakness come in through the session, but overall looking fairly strong. I would have to assume the lower than expected crop ratings out yesterday afternoon are probably playing a role here. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would certainly agree with that. I think it caught just about everyone by surprise. I expected that we would see some deterioration, particularly in the corn crop, in this week's ratings. It was larger than what I anticipated, and I think suggests that maybe we have a more significant problem than what we first believed. There is some very good corn out there, but the good corn is more biased to the east. We've got quite a separation across the Mississippi River. Yes, there's some good corn west of the Mississippi River, but the overall trend is much more toward problems west of the Mississippi River and good east of the Mississippi River, even though, yes, I know that we've got some pockets that were dry east as well. But this is a crop now we're talking about how far below trend and how does that tighten the balance sheet? It still seems to be a market where the funds want to sell the rallies. And so we're going to have to watch and see what the sustainability of this market is at the current time. I'm anticipating that USDA is going to have a pretty good August 1 estimate on Friday that may cool the bulls a little bit. What we really need to do is get out in the field with the crop tours here in the last half of August and get the reports from the field what's happening. And I think that's when the funds will take a greater interest in these crops.
And you brought up crop tours, and I know we've seen a few different tours now, and we've seen a few different private estimates. I know the StoneX estimates, you guys updated those last week. Just looking at some of these early estimates, it's one of those where it's so far doesn't look like we're going to get that record yield, but maybe something more low 170-ish for corn, probably low to mid 170s, and then right around that 50-51 for soybeans. Is that kind of the general gist you're getting from seeing all the different results and then obviously the StoneX numbers?
I think that's a pretty good assessment from where we're at right now in a snapshot. Keep in mind that USDA on Friday is going to be reporting condition of the crop as of August 1st. And that's what a lot of the private estimates have been to this point that have been with higher yields, including ours, which is at 176, our customer survey. That was as of August 1st. And I think that's a pretty good assessment of where the crop was on August 1st. I think it's a pretty good rationale to argue that the crop has deteriorated since August 1st. And looking at the weather forecast, it's a legitimate question to ask how much it might deteriorate further as we go through the remainder of August, depending on how that forecast verifies. I think it makes it very difficult to get up back up above a 177 yield. It comes down now to seed size and whether we're above normal or below normal in temperatures. We speed up the crop or we slow it down, and that'll have a big impact on seed size.
And in the livestock trade today, Arlen, mostly lower there, led down by feeder cattle. I'd have to imagine, again, that feeder corn ratio with corn higher today having an impact in the protein sector today.
It certainly is when you look at the price of corn and feed going higher, and then particularly when you look at the deficit of corn in some of the larger feedlot producing states, that's making the cash price of corn so high. When we're seeing basis $1.50, $1.75, $2 and more above the spot futures for corn going into those feedlots, it's making it very expensive to feed cattle right now. And the market certainly reflecting that this morning's higher corn prices.
That's Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Coming up this afternoon, we're going to have a conversation with Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. Get his thoughts on Tuesday's market action as we continue to look at those worse-than-expected crop ratings for this week and then look ahead to Friday's USDA report. Also, speaking of crop tours, Professional Ag Marketing just had their crop tour wrap up last week. We're going to talk to Mike Miner from Professional Ag Marketing, get his thoughts on what he saw on their nationwide crop tour and get their results. That's all coming up here this afternoon on Market Talk. Learn more at markettalkag.com. This has been the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Tuesday, August 9th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.